Today's shiur of Mishnah Brura Yomi is Siman Shin Pei Beis Sif Chaf. Chater She Yisrael Ve'ena Yehudi Shruyim Ba V'hayu Chaloinois Psuchos Mi Beis Yisrael Zeh Le Beis Yisrael Zeh V'asu Eruv Derech Chalonos Afal Pishahem Mutarim Lotzi Mi Bayis Le Bayis Derech Chalonos Harehem Asurim Lotzi Mi Bayis Le Bayis Derech Psachim Ibnei Ha'ena Yehudi Ad She Yaskir. So what's going on here? We have this chatzer where a Jew and a non-Jew are living, and as the Mishnah Brura says, look at Sifkat and Ayin. She Yisrael v'akim shruyim ba, rotza lomar, u'pischeyen shal batei Yisraelim psuchim l'chatzer. And the homes of the Yisraelim are opening up to the chatzer. So meaning we're talking not where there's one Yisrael with a non-Jew. There are multiple Yisraelim in the chatzer, multiple Jews in the chatzer, and there's a non-Jew. And these Jewish residents have homes that are attached to each other, and each of these homes have openings into the chatzer. So, we have these homes of the Yisraelim all opening up to the chatzer, and these three homes are attached. Hayu chalonos psuchos mi beis Yisrael zeh le beis Yisrael zeh, and there are windows from one Jewish home to the other Jewish home connecting. These are Jewish homes attached to one another with windows going through one home to the other, and they made an eruv via the windows to be able to transfer items from home to home. So even though he says, the Shulchan Aruch says, even though these homes, these Jewish homes, will effectively be able to, with an Erev, pass things from home to home via the windows, it is usur for them to go ahead and take things from their homes through the psachim, through the entranceways through the chatzer, meaning they cannot go ahead and move things from one home to the other by putting it outside the airspace of the chatzer from the one entrance to the other. Let's say they can pass things even through the air of the chatzer from one door of one home that goes down into the chatzer to the door of the other Jewish home that also goes down into the chatzer. That would not be okay ad sheyaskir, until they go ahead and rent it out from the non-Jew, rent out the home of the non-Jew. So just to sum it up, what we have here is the following. We have here multiple Jewish residents in a chatzer with a non-Jew. And these Jewish residents have attached houses where they each have entrances and exits to the chatzer, and they also have attachments between each home via windows. They made a joint Erev, so the joint Erev will enable them to pass things through the windows of the homes. But what he's saying is, you would not be able to pass things from home to home via those entrances and exits that are entrancing and exiting from the chatzer. Only through the windows that are adjoining each bayis can things be passed based on a joint Erev. Let's see this all spelled out in the Mishnah Brura, and then we will come to a fascinating Rama who discusses ship. Let's see, Sif Ayin, She Yisrael, we saw already Sif Ayin, She Yisrael v'akum shruyim ba, that's talking about where the entrances of the Yisraelim, tar psuchim l'chatzer, they go out to the chatzer, Sif Katan Ayin Aleph, Eruv derech chalonos, they could have an Eruv to be effective, Rotolomar, al yidei chalonos sheyesh beinayim, based on the windows that are between them, the Eruv, chal ha-Eruv sh'asu, the Eruv will be effective, v'kol shekeinim yesh psachim beinayim, and for sure, obviously if they had full doors, that would open up and entranceways and exits from each home to the other home. Sif katan ayin beis lahotzi derech halonos, so they can go ahead and move things from one home to the other via the windows. V'uadin derech pesach im yesh b'neim, and so too, if there were doors in between the homes from one home to the other, they would be able to move things from there to there as well, from home to home via the doors as well. Sif katan ayin gimel hare heim asurim, but they would still be usur to go ahead and transfer things from home to home via the entrance slash exit that each home has to the chatzer. Again, the entrance and exit doors that are between the homes, that you could pass things through based on the Eruv. But you can't pass things from home to home, as he's going to say right now, based on the fact that there are openings now that they can hand things from one door to the other door that are doors that go out to the chatzer, not from home to home. What's the havamina? Why should it be okay? You're going to be going through the chatzer. So you might have had a havamina, he says. Since there's a good eruv via the chalonos, or any type of doorways that might be sheyesh b'neim, that might be in between the homes, between the homes inside, you might therefore view them as one balabayis hadar b'chatzer. You might view them as one home, since these are attached homes with windows in between. So maybe they will view them as one Jewish resident in the whole overall chatzer with right, the hadar b'chatzer shalakum, that's living with the non-Jew. And therefore, if it's only one Jew with a non-Jew, the non-Jew will not aser. Ain osar alav, the non-Jew will not aser them, lo timi bayis labayis, it will not aser them to take things from home to home, afil derech avira chatzer, even via the airspace of the chatzer. Kamash malan, they can't even pass things through the airspace of the chatzer, because we view them as three separate residents. Three separate residents, Jewish residents, living together with the non-Jew. Zivkat ayin dalad, mibayis labayis derech psachir, rotolomar, this means to say, derech avir achatzer. This means to say, from home to home, through the airspace of the chatzer. De'ilu derech pesach sheyesh bein bayis labayis, but if we're talking about the door entranceway between one home to the other, that would be mutar al yedei erev, that would be okay, based on the erev she'asu l'kulayam, according to everybody, that would be okay, no problem, going from home straight into the other home, that would be okay, whether it's through windows, whether it's through doors, etc. Now we go into the Ramah. The Ramah establishes the following. Hagah. Svina sheyesh ba Yisraelim. If you have a boat that has Jews on the boat, on the ship, Yisraelim rabim, many Jews, right? It's a big ship, a big cruise with many Jews. V'yesh lehem batim miyuchadim, and the Jews have their own separate rooms on the ship. Tzrichim la'arev v'liskor rishus. They need to make, number one, an eruv between the separate rooms, and they have to be socher rishus. They have to rent the boat, the rishus of the non-Jew mina'ena yehudi balasfina, the non-Jewish owner of the ship, of the boat. O lavlio bischar hasfina, or to include this rental fee in the payment for the cruise, for the riding on the boat. Vayin le'el simen shin samach vav siv beis, as you can see earlier, shin samach vav siv beis. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah here. Sip katan ayin hey, v'yesh lehem batim miyuchadim, and they have separate rooms on the ship. So it means that you have at least two Jews. Each of them have their own cheder miyuchad lachila. Each have their own separate rooms to eat from, and they're going to eat in their separate rooms on the ship, on the boat. But if they ate all in one joint dining room, then afilu kama v'kama kichad chashev ein osar. Even if there are many Jewish residents living in separate compartments and rooms on the ship, they'll all be considered like one, as we said, ve'eino usser, and the non-Jew, the ship owner, will not ask them because they're all considered like one. Siv katan ayin vav, mina akum balasfina, they have to rent out the rishus from the non-Jewish ship owner, boat owner, whatever he is, ukamo, and like b'chol makom sheyesh batim miyuchadim, like in any place you have separate residences and homes, v'chatzer mishuftefes l'kulam, and one joint chatzer for all of them, she'tzrichin la'arov, you have to do an eruv, v'liskor, and you have to also rent out from the non-Jew, u'kemavu u'mavuar b'beis Yosef, and the Beis Yosef points out the following very important halacha regarding this, that you have to realize, there's a little bit of an introduction here, you have to realize we're talking here not only about the non, not only with respect to the non-Jewish ship owner, the one who's, you know, owns the ship, the one who's running the cruise, but there are also going to be non-Jews that are going to be in these separate rooms, separate apartments on the boat. So what about them? Don't they have to rent space from these other non-Jews as well? Will they have to rent the rishus from these other non-Jews as well? So we'll see. It all depends on when the schiris with the Jewish ship, the non-Jewish ship owner took place. So that's what he says. It doesn't help renting from the owner of the ship. Only if you rent from him, kodem shechilek hamakomos, before he gives out the different rooms and lechol echad menakum, until he gives out, because before it has to be that you rented from the non-Jewish ship owner before he gives out rooms to other non-Jewish residents in the boat, in the ship, right? If the travelers, the non-Jewish travelers, were already given out their own rooms, where they're going to be eating separately in and have their own separate apartments in the ship, then it's going to be a problem. But if it's before he gave out the rooms, Adayin Rishus HaSfina Shayech Lo Levad, before the non-Jewish ship owner gives out any of the other rooms to the other non-Jews who are going to be riding in the ship in separate rooms, then the Rishus HaSfina Shayech Lo is still Shayech Lo Levad, it's still totally the ship owners, B'cholos B'yado LaHasker, and therefore he'd have the sole ability to rent to the Jews on the ship, and be no problem. They would not have to go ahead and rent from the other non-Jewish, residents on the ship. Aval achar shechilek hamakomos l'shar sochrim. However, after the non-Jewish ship owner already gave out the rooms to the others renting space on the other non-Jews renting rooms on the ship, then lo mahani, it's not going to be effective just renting from the non-Jewish ship owner, b'mashi yiskeru b'menu, just going ahead and renting from him. Elatzrichim l'skor, they're going to have to, the Jews are going to have to go ahead and rent mikol akum v'akum from all the non-Jewish residents. Im lo sheyesh lo rishus l'bal asvina l'alniach kelev b'chol makom. Unless, of course, the non-Jewish ship owner retains the right to go ahead and put his items in every room, then az dai b'mashi sochem imenu b'vad, then it will be enough to go ahead and just rent from the non-Jewish ship owner alone, and that will be effective. And finally, the Mishnah Brura says, Olav Leo, or you can go ahead and include the rental payment in the payment. Say that's included in the payment for the cruise. Rota Lomar, Dafil Lo Sakru Menel Acharka. Meaning, even if they don't rent from the non-Jewish ship owner afterwards, Ela B'shash Sakru Makoma, but the time when they went ahead and rented a space on the boat, the time they signed up for the cruise and paid for the cruise, Pershu Lo, they specified to the non-Jewish ship owner, Shebeschiras Zeh Socher Mimenu, that once they rented a space on the boat itself to join the cruise, they're also going Gamkein Rishuso, they're also going and renting out the non-Jews Rishus on the boat, and Dmei Schiris HaMakom Olim Gam L'Schiris HaRishus. So the Dmei Schiris, the payment for Schiris on the cruise, the payment to rent a room on the cruise ship, will also be valid in such a case for the Schiris of the Rishus with respect and for purposes of Eruv. Just to point out here, the Ber Halacha in Dibra Maschil V'Yechlehem Paskins that even if the Jews will not be on the boat for 30 days or more, it is still necessary to do a schiris of space from the non-Jewish boat owner, ship owner. The reason is that it is necessary for the Ber Halacha to emphasize this point is that one could assert that if they are on the boat for less than 30 days, they should be categorized as guests who would not be required to lease space from the non-Jew. The reason this argument, he says, is not valid is that people are not considered guests, orchim, when all of them would thereby be categorized as guests. And since all of the passengers would be categorized as guests, as orchim, they cannot be categorized as such. And therefore, not only that, he says the presence of the non-Jewish boat owner is not enough for them to be considered guests, since they did not become subordinate to him, since the resident of a non-Jew does not qualify as a residence. At the end of the day, the Tshuvas Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Dalet Siman Nun Hey, he subscribes to the Ber Halacha's position about this matter, but adds that in a pressing circumstance, there is room to be makel. The reason is that the Tshuvas Chaim Shial in Chelek Beis Siman Chav Beis maintains that when Jews will be guests for less than 30 days and the non-Jew is a permanent resident, the Jews do become subordinate to his residence. Ad kan lo yoiser.